whatever I do outside of Manix, I'm always going to like miss Nick and Sean, always.
Yeah.
So there's no point trying to kind of change that. That's just kind of like, you know, that's just, you know, that will be,
okay.
be what it be. So, but kind of, I have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed seeing the reaction to some of the old Manix songs. Because I knew that kind of like there's a bit of preciousness there, where as soon as I strike up a note of, say, a song like From This Bit, where people just go, what are they doing playing the Manix songs kind of thing?
It is a bit weird.
It is a bit weird, yeah. But kind of like, you know, it's just, it would be delusional of somebody in the audience to actually think that it means anything than it is. It's just me playing a Manix song whilst Nick and Sean have taken a hiatus, and the Manix have taken a hiatus.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if otherwise I'd have to go on stage, play like, you know, 11 songs on the album, I'm playing 9 from the album every night, and I have to play like, you know, 8 covers every night.
Yeah.
You know, so I've decided, and I've enjoyed it, because like, they still feel like Manix songs. There's no kind of heresy going on here whatsoever. So it's been a little strange, a little kind of conflicting emotions sometimes, but I've actually enjoyed the weirdness of the experience. I've enjoyed feeling slightly off kilter.
Yeah. Okay. And sort of going back to the Manix tracks that you're including in your set, how did you decide which Manix tracks to include?
It's just kind of easy. It's just like an emotional response, really. Like, I couldn't consider playing something off the Holy Bible with any of the musicians. I don't know why, but I just couldn't.
But like stuff like this is Yesterday, and that's always been in the acoustic set anyway, so that surely can't feel that different to...
No, it doesn't at all. No, as soon as kind of like I'm on my own acoustically, you know, I gotta admit it doesn't feel like there's much difference whatsoever. But No Surface was the only call where I thought, people kind of load that song with a lot of emotional presumption, I think. They kind of like seem to see it as some kind of like a, almost like a long goodbye, you know, in terms of like, you know, the schism between the Manix before Richie and after Richie. They seem to see that as like some kind of signal, some kind of emotional signpost. And that was slightly, I thought I might be pushing too far and playing that one with another band, but I thought, fuck it. But like, you know,
it's not
like
the
song it still goes down well, because I think, you know, kind of like, you know, I still think the lyrics really connect with people. So when they hear me sing it, they kind of forget that it's sounding slightly different the way the Manix playing it. They kind of, they focus on the lyrics somewhat. But I couldn't, there's 7 songs I just couldn't play another band. I couldn't play Motorcycle Emptiness in another band. I couldn't play Motown Junk in another band. I couldn't play Archives of Pain in another band. I couldn't play Faster. But I couldn't play Design for Life in another band. You know, and it's just as simple as that. You just gauge it emotionally how it feels. Even the idea of playing another song with different musicians, you just know straight away that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
But the straight away just feels, I don't know if I'm doing the song down at all, or being slightly derogatory, but it feels trad enough for it to work with another band.